Welcome back to your chastity training. If you're yet to try part one, please do, as it's important you understand some of what was done there to truly appreciate this session. Now, you know after our last trance that anticipation is often quite a bit better than surprise. The idea that knowing what's coming makes it all the more tantalizing. Last time, you made it 24 hours before your orgasm, once you'd listened to the file. This time, you'll make it to 72. If you think that's a long time, trust me, it'll be even longer once you know what's in store for you. You see, last time you didn't get stimulation physically while you stewed and waited for your next release. This time, we're changing things. This time, we're focusing much more on denial. Because sometimes with chastity, part of the fun is being able to have a reprieve, to break from the constant need and feel something, only for it to be snatched away before the critical juncture. Once again, you have no need for any device here, only your mind, your willpower, and your agreement to follow along with my commands and suggestions as I bring you into a trance and give you some quite fun suggestions that will last for 3 days before you finally get what you crave. And if you don't crave it now, you will. I promise. For now, all I ask is that you relax. The excitement will follow naturally. But in this moment, relax. It doesn't truly matter that much if you listen to every word I say, only that you keep a little focus on me. If you want to have something else on screen in front of you, if you want to listen while gaming or watching something naughty, that's quite alright, no pressure really. Just listen as best you can, and whether you're aware you're focusing or not, you'll fall slowly and consistently deeper into a light hypnotic trance. All you have to do is try to focus. You don't have to succeed. Just do your best. Try to notice your breathing. Try to slow it a little. Not much, just a little. Enough you have to think about keeping it nice and slow and even. Imagine yourself relaxed. How might that feel? How would you feel if you didn't have to do a thing? Just got to enjoy the feeling of being totally and completely at rest. Maybe you'd find your breathing becoming slower, as it may already be. Perhaps you'd notice time slowing a little. So you know you don't have to do anything, don't have to rush. Perhaps it's that nothing would knock you from this place of rest, nothing to distract you. And the more you listen, the closer you'll get to that ideal state of relaxation. Whether you're doing something else or focusing only on my voice, just let yourself drift on the current of my words. Let them guide you. You don't have to know where they lead. You only have to let them push you slowly and gently along, pulling you, like you're drifting along on the water. Doesn't matter if you look around or think about it, the current will do what it must. It will travel and you will follow. You don't even have to pay attention. Just let the current take you. Take you to a place of relaxation. Or a focus. Either is fine. There is no pressure. There is no expectation. Only the current. The constant, inexorable pull of my words as they draw you further along. Taking you into a comfortable, relaxing trance. And as you listen, your mind can slow a little more as you travel along with the current. As I count from 10 to 1, you'll find your mind slows to a halt, and you follow the current into a nice, relaxing space where you no longer need to think or focus or try. You can just be. 10, feeling so wonderfully relaxed as I draw you along with me. 9, floating and drifting on the current of my voice. 8, time slowing down, the world outside no longer matters. 7, just enjoying this space, this moment to breathe and rest. 6, becoming more and more immersed in the moment, in my voice. 5, not wanting to stop this, just happy to drift deeper. 4, slowing down more. 3. Mind coming to a halt? Almost there now. 2. The current slowing. You slow with it. And 1. Stop thinking. Just drift now. There's nowhere to go, nowhere you need to be. You can just let yourself bathe in the warmth of my voice, like a hot spring that you've been drawn to by the current. A wonderful place of simple relaxation. And yet, when you do fall into a soft, malleable, and hypnotized state, there's something else. Something that lurks under the surface. The gentle river current hides its force, its violence, because there's a swirling, spiraling whirlpool of power in hypnosis. The power to corrupt and influence. The power to implant something new. And you've been dragged right above that spiraling pool. The current took you to just where it wanted you. And as you listen now, more focused, more aware, you sink. It pulls you harder. It grips and drags you, not into water, but into blissful pleasure. Because there is pleasure in this empty, mindless state of trance, in being completely lost in it. And the feeling of looping around and around and being dragged down under the surface, where the darkness dwells, where those secret desires hide. And that's what hypnosis can do. It can pull you into the deepest, naughtiest place of your mind. It can make you feel so good so quickly. It can make you think of things that feel, oh, so delicious. And last time you thought about anticipation, you know that just not touching, not playing with yourself feels amazing if you wait. And the eventual release, even better. But there's more, isn't there? There's always more. Because the tease is just as good, just as naughty and pleasurable. And as you feel the pull, the inevitable pull of hypnosis, of arousal, of that mindless, blank, blissful state, you know that that's just what you want. More. More teasing, more torment. You enjoyed anticipating, but let's be real. It wasn't enough. You need more. More pleasure, more dripping thoughts. Melting, mindless lust. You need it so badly. And the thought of that is a spiral. You can't stop it now. The current is stronger here. You're on a one-way journey, and when you reach the center, when you sink into a truly empty, mindless state of blissful trance, you'll happily and eagerly accept the suggestions and commands you receive there. You'll enjoy the blessing I bestow upon you, a blessing of pleasure and need. But first, you have to truly feel it. Feel it swirling, pulling you, as if you're being turned around and around, spinning more and more. And the further you go, the more you listen, the better it feels. The more you just want to sink right into it. The more you never ever want to come up. You just want to sink, to fall in, and give yourself to pleasure and mindless trance. To let the need cover you. Let it make you feel warm and wet and messy and horny. And you want to bask in that state. Oh, horny, helpless mess. Because you are helpless in the face of pleasure. Insurmountable, incredible pleasure. No one can resist. No one can stop the pull of the current that is their own desire. And what kind of things can you feel there? What ideas are conjured up? What naughty things do you want teasing you over and over for days? How can you withstand such an onslaught? And yet, you want to try. You want to know how it would feel to truly embrace the delights of being teased with no end. Of anticipating and waiting and knowing you have to wait for so long. Time slowing, losing all meaning as your body screams for more. Screams for release. but the anticipation feels better than the climax, and the need feels better than the reward. It's better to sit and lounge in your own desperation than to let it go, because you only want to sink into this, and the spiral won't stop pulling, even when I stop speaking. You'll spend days in it, sinking into a state of perpetual, blissful arousal. The unending need of chastity will be revealed to you, yet also the pleasure of denial, the delight and torture of teasing. There's so much to enjoy if you only let yourself sink, as you're doing now. Deeper and deeper into the spiraling current that drags your mind down and pulls away your thoughts. It rips them from you until only lust remains. Until all you can do is think about all the things you want to tease you. What do you want teasing you? Who do you want? What does your body lust for that will torment you for the next 3 days? 72 hours without an orgasm, but not without touching. Not this time. You'll anticipate the release all the same, but you won't be chased. We'll come back to that. No, you'll be naughty, you'll be horny, you'll be desperate, and you'll be denied. You'll do the teasing, but a little voice in your mind will tell you to stop every time you come to the edge. My voice, saying simply, stop, no more, wait. And you'll say, yes, yes, I obey, because you want that. You want to feel your pleasure controlled. You want to feel it taken from you, so that it can become more, bigger, so you can spiral further. Until you truly understand anticipation, until you know just how good it feels to give up your climaxes, your release, even just for a few days. I know you'll enjoy this, and so do you. Deep down, you know it'll feel so good to ride that edge, to be teased without mercy, because you'll be teasing and you won't have any mercy on yourself. You want to experience this, to know how it feels to spiral into a mindless state of utter need, where you become more animal than human, where you lost in your thoughts stop meaning a thing. You just want. And that's the essence of all of this. Taking logic and rationality and tossing them aside to be completely mindless and depraved. To accept that lust and need are better than thinking. And just letting go. Just giving in. Giving up your mind and body to the power of pleasure and hypnosis. And spiraling deeper and deeper with each edge. That's right. You'll edge as many times as you can for the next 72 hours. You can even start now if it's safe to do it. But every single time, you'll stop just before the climax. Until 72 hours have passed, you'll feel the utterly exquisite pleasure of being denied over and over again. And you'll come to love it, to crave it more than your release. You'll want to surrender your pleasure more than you'll want an orgasm. It'll consume you, as lust consumes you. And you'll sink deeper and deeper into that spiral, spiraling into desperate need for 3 days. You might even find yourself tempted to last longer, to really find the edge of your own lust. Everything that turns you on will flash in your mind for 3 days. And you'll feel a constant aching need, a constant lingering pleasure, waiting for that clock to tick down. And you'll masturbate, and you'll edge, and you'll stop, over and over, delving into your fantasies and desires as you lose your mind and pleasure. Waves upon waves of it, taking your control away, taking your mind away. And I won't wake you now, you'll just edge for me as soon as you can. Now or later. That's all you need now. To be in a spiral. A desperate, swirling need for 3 straight days. Mind lost to it. to the all-consuming need for orgasm and the delicious ecstasy of anticipating that. And your mind will simply not let you orgasm until 3 days have passed. Every single time you get to the edge, you'll hear me tell you to stop. And you'll obey, because you know anticipation feels better than release. And that's what you want. What you need. Now edge for me. Edge and fall deeper into the spiral. And enjoy the denial. See you very, very soon.